The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
The show is live, and of course, a week ago, we heard more about whether or not the college football playoff would expand. It will expand, but when? We're trying to learn more about that, and we're joined now by Heather Dinich. Always great to say hello to Heather. Heather, so you're out there where hopefully there was some good news today. Hopefully, I add. Good afternoon, and tell us what happened.
Good afternoon. About 10 minutes ago, the meetings broke here. The commissioners all came out, and I can tell you that in general, there was a positive vibe. And remember, this is the first time that Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark has been in the room with George Kliavkov since, yesterday when I landed, Yormark's comments about specifically going after teams on the West Coast. And we asked him specifically about his relationship with Kliavkov and how it played into these conversations. And he said, everyone in that room is a pro. They've been doing this for many, many years. And they understand that there's the business side and the personal side. And when we go in there, it's all business. So they said it was a collegial meeting. They got a lot done, but this is the first step. And there's a lot of work to do if this is going to happen as soon as 2024.
Heather, considering all the strife and conflict that we've seen in the last year, when these meetings happen, you have all these commissioners, you have Jack Swarbrick, who runs the meeting?
Well, technically today, Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren ran the meeting, literally, because he was the chair of the group. But look, it's the Power Five commissioners who have the unspoken weight in the room to throw around, right? But look, the group of five commissioners are big winners in this system because, remember, it's the six highest-ranked conference champions. And Mike Oresko talked about that afterwards and that they've got a spot in this thing. And they don't want it to be called Power Five, Group of Five anymore. They want it to be called FBS football. And they're hoping that this is a step towards that direction, the 12-team playoff.
So everyone's collegial, everyone's getting along. That's great. We've seen this movie before. So why should we believe that we're going to have this college football playoff any earlier than 26?
Because the presidents and chancellors who control the playoffs said, get this done. That's the biggest reason college football fans should have hope, because there was a directive from their bosses to do this as quickly as possible. And they've got another meeting coming up near the Big Ten offices in Chicago, Rosemont, Illinois, later this month. That's another step towards that direction. But remember, they've got to work out the hotels, the bowl system, all of these other, I don't want to call them intangibles, but details have to be worked out. And remember, ESPN is the sole rights holder through 2025. Does that remain the same? Because there's certainly a sense that at least after this contract expires, they want multiple broadcast partners. So this was just the start of figuring out the nitty-gritty.
I'm sure there are people that are looking at different models. So, Heather, if you had to take a shot at what the biggest obstacle is, which one do they have to get over first before they get some of this other stuff worked out? What is it?
So Greg Sankey couldn't exactly answer that question himself today because he was asked specifically and he talked around it. I mean, whenever anyone is asked that question, they point to everything, a whole host of things and not one specific thing. And, you know, if I had to guess, I think that it would probably just be I don't know, the way the bowl system is handled, keeping everybody happy. I mean, honestly, the Rose Bowl feels like it was diminished when the Big Ten and the Pac-12, when USC and UCLA went to the Big Ten, because the Pac-12 lost two of its major teams. So I'm not sure that the Rose Bowl has so much of an argument now in terms of that history and tradition, because I think its value has gone down a little bit. But the bowl system is certainly one of the major aspects of this. But so is hotel and lodging. I mean, all of those things. And the host cities, they already announced the host cities for the final 2 years, Atlanta and Miami. So can that continue to hold up? Those are conversations they have to get into.
Yeah, and Heather, I don't want to act like those are minor issues. They're not. But, I mean, there's some places in this country that can handle a lot of hotel rooms. So if it can't work wherever it is supposed to, then why not move it? I mean, what's more important than getting this thing done and figuring it all out later? I know that, and that later could be next week or next month, but it can be worked out.
It can be worked out, and money, as we all know, is certainly a motivating factor. And if they can figure it out, there's, between the two final years of this contract, an extra $450 million to be made. And so that is certainly part of the equation. And that is a general consensus here, Paul, is that this can be done for 2024, but they've got to get to it, and they literally have a lot of work to do.
Okay, here's a question that I don't know if you can answer or not, but I'm going to ask because it's not me answering it. Where's ESPN in all this?
Well, ESPN, I don't think, has technically entered the conversation yet, at least according to folks here. But people have told me that they wouldn't be surprised if ESPN was open to multiple broadcast partners. But there's also a sense of, well, why would ESPN change anything in terms of this current contract? Because it has the sole rights to the agreement through the 2025 season. So it's also very possible that it just continues the way it is. It operates under this current contract in terms of ESPN and continuing to be the sole rights holder, and then in 2026 it expands to multiple broadcast partners.
But if I believe all the bloggers out there, ESPN and the CFP are joined at the hip, so it seems like they could figure that out, couldn't they?
Well, look, it's a contract, right? If it's going to be ripped up, everybody who has their name on it has to agree with it. So, I mean, it's going to go one way or the other. I mean, I would think either ESPN continues to just operate as status quo through the next 2 years with an expanded playoff, or they open it up to multiple partners and see what happens. But there are people above my pay grade making those decisions, Paul. So I'll stop there.
I feel like I can ask you this because I you know how I feel about you, but can – I mean, ESPN's a legitimate part of this story, Heather. How, as a reporter, how do you deal with that aspect of it?
Oh, just straight news. I mean, there's no here or there or whatever it is. We just report
the news
the way
it is. Is there some person you call at ESPN and say, hey, listen, I'm reporting this story. I need an answer.
If we have to, yeah. You know, if we have to, we can try to get a statement from ESPN on the record. I haven't done that to this point because I'm getting the information that I need from the people who are here. So, but yeah, it's not something that we shy away from as reporters. We cover the news just as it is, just like when Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby had some big time beef with ESPN, we reported it just as it was.
But I think, would it be a fair assumption? I know you're not supposed to assume in the world that we live in, but I mean, every time I'm at some of these events, and I don't go to as many as you do, I mean, the ESPN people seem to be pretty cozy with everybody else. So it's hard for me to imagine that the person at ESPN whose main job it is to make this happen isn't somehow back-channeling with the people that run the CFP or the conferences, at least the ones that they're associated with.
I can tell you 100% honestly, my understanding is that there is absolutely none of that ESPN does not get involved in this until the time is appropriate, and at that point then they start to figure it out. But okay, that's all I know.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I'll try not to be too cynical at your answer there, because the people that I work for and you work for are the people that you're talking about that I'm going to be cynical about. But anyway, well, since I want your plane ticket not to be invalidated as you get on the plane later today, I'll end it here. Heather, I always feel like we go where we shouldn't ever go, but that's what makes it so interesting.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a fair question, and people wonder it all the time, but all I can do is just report it to you straight.
Thank you very much, Heather. I appreciate it. Great to hear from you.
Thanks, Paul.
And listen, I try to call it as straight as I can here, and I just say that I have a hard time believing that the people at ESPN do not always have channels open to the people at the SEC or at the CFP or other places. It's hard for me to believe that they have no idea what's going on. They just read about it when Heather writes a story. I'm crazy, I guess. Probably about to be unemployed, too. We'll be right back after this.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back, and Eddie is up next in Georgia. Hey, Eddie, good afternoon to you.
Brother Paul, how are we doing, sir? How are we doing?
Very well, thank you.
Number one, I'm an Alabama fan, always will be an Alabama fan. Notre Dame sent me to Big Shrine 2 years in a row. That'd been the 73 Sugar Bowl, 74 Orange Bowl. And last year, I went to Big Shrine for a different reason because I was thanking the Lord that Georgia beat Alabama for that. And I don't even know if she's called back since then, but you know what I'm talking about, the lady from Alabama, from Florida, whose wife had passed away. I think he was a Penn State fan and she was a Georgia fan.
Right.
If you remember that. And I just, Alabama can lose the rest of their games for the rest of my life, but when I'm buried, my brother always, he's got what is going to be said when I'm buried. Roll Tide, roll. Praise the Lord and hallelujah. Number one, I'm a Christian. Number two, I'm an umpire. Legend. I've been knowing what you call Elf on the Shelf ever since he was 9 years old. He played baseball and he played football. And he's always played above himself. So guess what? Above his head, excuse me, above his head. But let me tell you something. That boy is a good boy. And he was raised the right way. I was raised the right way also. I wish more people would have been raised the way Stetson was and the way I was, because if they would, this world would be a whole lot simpler.
Thanks very much. CJ is in Virginia. You're on the air. Hello, CJ.
Oh, hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I agree with the last caller about Stetson. I mean, he's a champion. He's a champion over Legends Crimson Tide, so, I mean, that's enough said there. Listen, before, main point I want to ask you about and get your opinion on and see if I can get some insight on this. I wanted to, again, apologize for a joke I repeated. It was, you were definitely right. I was wrong. I want to own up to that, and, you know, I shouldn't have said that. So I told, I think it was Randy, to pass it on to you. But anyway, I just wanted to be clear about that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyway, look, I got a question for you. What what's the deal with the national sports media and Brian Kelly? And the reason why I'm asking that, I've watched Brian Kelly ever since he came to LSU. He's been top notch, above. I mean, stellar. Just everything good. He said he's everything he says has been appropriate. There hasn't been. And one of them, you're actually Sports Illustrated. Reporter claps back at snarky comment by LSU coach Brian Kelly. He's referring to in the one of Brian Kelly's press conferences, and I've heard from a couple of reporters who were in the room, sports guy, and they both said it was nothing. there's nothing to report. It was like two guys joking together. But it's just, again, it's singling out Brian Kelly and going after him. And maybe you – I'm dumbfounded here. I don't know why they've targeted him to
Let me give it a shot here, CJ. Brian Kelly is a different type of personality, and it's not just because he's from Massachusetts, because he spent most of his life in South Bend and other places, Cincinnati and a couple and a smaller school as well. He's a little peculiar when it comes to the backslapping, media friendly type of coach. He just doesn't care. And when you get to a certain level, I mean, Nick Saban's no different. Nick Saban doesn't give two rips about the media. He smiles when he has to. He jokes when he has to. He plays to the cameras when he has to, because he knows the media will do anything and everything to suck up to him. So that's
well,
part,
let me see.
But Kelly doesn't do that. He doesn't have the same stature. So, and a lot of it has
well,
to
let
do
me
with,
say this.
Well, whatever.
But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's your show. Go right ahead.
I haven't seen that. I mean, actually, every
media person I hear
from.
Well, CJ, if I could interrupt you after you interrupted me, I'm in the media, right. So I have a pretty good understanding of how media members interact with coaches, and I've known Brian Kelly for a significantly long period of time, and he's a guy that is somewhat standoffish. He's not overly likable. That takes nothing away from his coaching. It takes nothing away from who he is or what he can or cannot do. I'm just telling you the way the media perceives him.
Well, I mean, I don't know about the national. Maybe that's more of a national media thing. But I know locally, the media people have really taken to him here. I mean, he's opened up practices more than any coach in decades. They've had more access. He's been very forthright and likable and
well,
everything.
CJ, do you think maybe that has something to do with a campaign tour to try to win people over after his disastrous start?
No. I mean, it was like that before. I mean, and I was going to say this about the infamous 1-point PAT now is blocked and all that. I agree with you. I personally, and again, I don't have. I mean, who am I? But I would have thought, yeah, let's go for a 2-point. Let's do this thing, get it over. We got them on their heels. But at the same time, and I agree with that reasoning, but at the same time, I can see why he went for 1 point. He just wanted to win the game. It's a higher percentage.
You say that, and I have one question for you. He decided to play it safe, correct?
Well, I don't know about that.
Can you give me a straight answer, either
way,
yes or no? I don't need a speech. He decided to play it safe,
well,
yes or no? No straight answer. Got to move on. Zach is up next in Arkansas. Hello, Zach.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Okay,
I guess I'm
you.
A 27-year-old suck-up. But I had to talk about the Hog football.
Sure. Go right ahead. Any suck-up here will go a long way.
Well, this weekend, was Arkansas bad or Cincinnati better than we thought? And if Cincinnati had a better quarterback, I think they beat us.
No, I mean, Zach, you were playing a really good team that's well coached, and anyone who thought that would be easy. I mean, I thought Arkansas had a chance to lose that game. And, you know, Arkansas is not one of these flashy teams that's going to roll in and win by 50 points. They grinded it out and they won the game, and I was impressed. I don't know why anybody wouldn't be. And I think this week's more important. This is a chance to really make a statement to get ready for what I think is a brutal stretch.
Yeah, and then on this weekend, obviously Georgia State outgained them, had success on the ground. I think Arkansas is going to lean on that, as they always do. But the Beamer ball – special teams was the big difference. So I just want to hear your insight on this weekend.
At this point, Zach, I would favor Arkansas. I just think they're built for this. They had a much tougher game. I think they're probably, because of that, in a little better shape than having played somewhat of an off-brand team. Hey, thank you for the call. Do appreciate it. Let's check in next with Tom, who is in Nashville. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Paul. I know you're doing well because you've been asked about 30 times. So I wanted to talk about a memory I have, and I wanted to see if you remembered this as well. The year was 1976. Georgia versus Alabama in Athens. We won 21-0. I think it's the only time we've ever shut out Alabama in 71 games. And I have a lot of respect for what Saban does in the Alabama program. They are the gold standard, and they are our target, and we're not afraid of them. And I just love the image of the leprechaun having lucky charms and getting a pot of gold at the end of the year. So,
yeah, Tom, I do vaguely remember the game. I was in school at the time at Tennessee, and I just remember seeing that score come on and go, man, Bear Bryant just got destroyed in Athens. It was a pretty shocking thing to digest.
But, I still can't believe we did that. And I actually went to the game without a ticket with my dad, and there was a slope underneath the fence where the gate was, and I just laid down on the ground and rolled under it and went to the game. And I sat on the 50-yard line on about the 10th row. Bear Bryant was right in my sights. I could hear him, you know, screaming at the players. And my dad, he tried to sneak in twice and got arrested. And they were actually joking about that at my dad's funeral. That's how funny it was.
That is hey, listen, thanks so much for the call. We're heading to a break. We have a long way to go. We started this segment off with Heather, live from Dallas, where nothing, of course, was accomplished today when the commissioners met. We'll talk to the president of the CFP Management Council, Mark Keenum, later in the show.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And Dennis is up next in Kentucky. Hello, Dennis. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. Yesterday, your conversation with Mark Stoops, he seemed kind of closed-lipped more than he usually is when you were talking about the running back situation. But according to Kentucky Sports Radio, Kentucky is letting the NCAA make the on when he comes back because they do not want to play Chris Rodriguez, put him in there, and then toward the end of the season, the NCAA come up and say, well, you didn't run this by us, so.
So let me ask you this, because I have not seen that report. What? Because, yeah, I was somewhat baffled by Stoops' reaction to the most obvious question in the world. What is KSR saying is the issue?
Well, this was on their Facebook page, on their post. They're saying that the Kentucky is leaving it up to them.
Okay, so NCAA. I mean, there's so many threads out there, whether it's local, it's university, whether it's NCAA. So that does help clear that up.
Yeah, well, the universities let the NCAA.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to do that if there's a significant issue. This isn't obviously a minor thing that the NCAA says, okay, let us look at it. We'll get back to you in 10 minutes. So It's obviously a problem.
And also, they're waiting on the all the running back who is in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
I think his last name is Wright.
Yeah, I think I read somewhere where he might be okay, but I will say, and I have great admiration for Mark Stoops, but he seemed about as wound up tight yesterday as I've ever seen him.
He did. I noticed that. And do you ever talk to Matt Jones anymore?
Occasionally.
Okay, I didn't know because I knew he wasn't on the show.
I made it very clear to Matt and to his followers. There are some things here that I'm involved with. That is not one I am involved with, if you take my drift or catch my drift.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I don't look at any person as unwelcome on this program. There may be others who do. So I try to say, and people don't always believe this, I am merely an employee of a big operation.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, I need a pass to get in here every day. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it doesn't work. So you never know who's behind the curtain making all these decisions. Mm. Robert is in Athens. Hello, Robert.
What's going on, Paul?
Hey there, Robert.
Hey, I called you earlier in the week, and you cut me off. You didn't let me finish talking about this extra point we were talking about. I never thought
I'm
I
sure
ever believed
a riveting conversation.
I thought I'd never agree with Jim, but Jim is right. You will cut people off. And they'll be sitting on the phone.
Hey, Robert,
you'll cut them off.
Let me say this, okay? There are certain times when I have no choice. We're up against a break. There are certain times when if I don't cut someone off, the system will automatically cut somebody off. And if I could be blunt with you, do you want me to be blunt with you?
Always do that.
There are some times when I've just had enough of somebody. So
I'm saying
if you're listening at home or watching and you're screaming at the television, cut the person off. I hear you.
Well, how many times you think people say cut you off when Jim on the phone?
Plenty of that. See, you have to understand something, Robert. Have you ever cut me off? Have you ever flipped the TV off while I'm talking?
Oh, I'm sure I've done it several times.
Yeah, I know that. So I have a little thing on my phone. When Robert in Athens turns me off, I say to myself, you know what? Next time he calls, he's done. I'm cutting him off.
That's right.
So think carefully when you say, you know what? I'm going to go out and cut the grass. I feel it.
I'm going to have to trade cities on you, Paul. I'm going to call in and say I'm from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. You're not going to cut me off then. I guarantee you're not going to cut me off,
Robert,
from Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, if you say if you call from Tuscaloosa, you're on forever.
I know it, Paul. Hey, one last thing, Paul, when I get off this phone, man. For all these LSU fans, which, you know, I'm a big LSU fan, just be patient. Nick Saban lost to UAB when he first started. Kirby Smart lost to Vanderbilt at Georgia. He lost 5 games that year. So just be patient. We're going to be okay. So I just want to let my LSU fans know that.
Hey, Robert.
Will
you tell me when you're ready to go? Because I do not want to be accused of cutting you ever off ever again.
Yeah, don't cut me off, Paul. But my last. When you see that Athens on there, you make sure you let me talk.
Okay.
See you later, Paul.
It's okay to cut you off now.
You can cut me off now,
okay.
Paul.
Okay. I like that guy. He's got a good attitude. Do you think people take it personally when we cut them off?
Apparently.
Okay, Danny tells me he knows they do. What if I just keep my hands above the desk at all times now?
Never work.
Won't work?
Wow. See, that's why I don't. Too many things around here to run into. Trey is up next.
Hey, I'm looking to talk to the moron, Paul Feinbaum, who's no longer relevant to the Paul Feinbaum show.
Yeah, go right ahead. Let me see. Randy, have you seen the Feinbaum character who usually sits here?
Yeah, can he come in and take a chair?
I think he's down the hall.
Hey, Paul, would you not agree the best education is an experience of life? Would you not agree with me on that?
So far, it's surpassed my college education, I'll tell you that.
Well, y'all need to give Jim a little education and make him wait on the phone for about an hour and let him see how relevant your show really is. Give him a little real education. But, Paul, I want to talk about that guy from California again yesterday. It was amazing to me. As much as we trash talk each other's teams in the South, and all the callers come in and jumped on that guy, how they just all come together. And bringing up California, you know what the difference between California and the Titanic is, Paul?
The difference between California and the Titanic? No, what's the difference?
At least when the Titanic sank, Paul, it had its lights on. How about that, Paul?
Yeah, that's funny. Wow.
Hey, Paul.
Let's do some more Titanic jokes here when we come back.
And let me tell you something about, don't you think Matt talks too much sometimes? He's sitting there talking.
What's that?
Don't you think Matt talks a little too much sometimes? Because does he realize that Texas A&M's got to come to T-Town to get a beat down worse than Texas is going to get? But he calls in and talks about Texas. Has he forgot about that one yet? Has he forgot about October the 8th?
Well, no, what he hasn't forgotten about, Trey, is the last time the two teams played, his team won.
Well, yeah, they did. Well, you know me, Paul. They won. They deserve to win. I don't make excuses. They outplayed them. Same thing with Georgia. I don't make excuses about not players and officials and all that kind of stuff. And I'll say something about Stetson Bennett, too. I wish the media and these Georgia fans would quit calling him a third-string walk-on. He is no longer a third-string walk-on. He is a starter, and he is a national champion, and he deserves that credit for what he's been through. So can we please quit calling him a third-string walk-on?
We can, and I did cut you off there because we do have to go to a break. We are back with much, much more.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back, and Spike in Smyrna is up next. Hey, Spike.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing today?
Spike, we are doing well. Thank you. Appreciate you asking.
Are you feeling Feinbaum?
I'm feeling like a Feinbaum.
Fine tree.
That's wonderful.
Drop the big one.
Say something about the Georgia game last Saturday, and also had a comment for Jim and Legend.
Okay.
Would the game on Saturday be considered a statement game and a beatdown?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a good way of looking at it, because it really did make a statement.
Okay, yeah, and I think the statement that was made was that we're back, this is good this year, our defense. Roman said that he expected our defense and a lot of others to take a step back, and obviously it has not.
Yeah, I think we've proven that Roman has gotten one or two things wrong on occasion.
Well, I believe what he said. So, at 49-3, our defense definitely did a good job.
Well, the good news is it'll be Samford will provide a stiffer test this weekend. Dwayne is up next.
Hey, Paul.
Hey there.
How you doing, man?
We're doing great.
Good, man. Look, first of all, you know, Darryl was wondering why. Bryce Young only had 195 yards passing and 5 TDs. Well, first, the reason why he only had 195 yards passing is because he didn't play after 5 minutes of the fourth quarter. 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter, he was out. And I wanted to tell Jim that this show is awesome. I mean, it's the best show. I've been home for 3 days sick, and I've got to watch. I always watch it when I can, but I work 2 days 1 week and five the next, and so I have to do my time when I can.
Well, Dwayne, are you feeling any better?
I'm feeling a little bit better. Yes, sir. I'm coming up today. I'm so hoping I can get to work Sunday night.
Okay.
But this show's awesome, man. Thank you. It's really gave me something to do for 4 hours for the last 3 days. And I love the callers. I love their passion, man. And it's awesome. And this show has not taken, I can imagine it. If it's taken a step back, I would have loved to have been able to watch it 10 years ago.
Oh,
but you
wouldn't have recognized it 10 years ago. You wouldn't have recognized it because it wasn't on television. Bill, why am I laughing at my own jokes? Bill is up next in Kentucky. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Paul. How are you today?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Paul, Saturday's Kentucky-Florida game. How are you seeing it? Do you mind to predict on it or anything?
Yeah, if I had a prediction for you right now, I would give you one. I'm still trying to gather information. I thought it was interesting that Mark Stoops was extremely uptight last night. Now, that doesn't mean that that could just mean that he's just focused. And he was, which you don't want to see him rock, you know, be loose. I think the money right now is on Florida. I don't think that means anything, by the way.
They come from unranked to ranked 12th in the country. Yeah, so yeah, they're the favorite.
Yeah, they ought to be the favorite. But
do you recall where are you guys going to be at this weekend, Paul?
We're going to be in Nashville.
For the Vanderbilt game?
We're just going to be in Nashville. I guess there's a game going on there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, we'll be on the van. But I tell you what we'll do. I think Tebow's going to be at the Florida game, and Roman's going to the – so we got all the games covered. It was kind of a strange weekend where we couldn't go to the biggest game because it wasn't on an SEC campus yet. So we decided to go to Vanderbilt and see them go 3-0, right? Exactly. Kevin is in Mobile. You're on the air. Hello, Kevin.
What's going on, Polly?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, man, I want to talk to you about the current state of quarterbacks. That LSU quarterback, somebody called in, you know, talking about LSU. That LSU quarterback is hot garbage.
Yeah.
That Clemson quarterback is hot garbage. That Georgia Tech quarterback, he's hot garbage also.
Hey, Kevin, a quick question. Where have you been? Kevin used to be a regular on the show, and you disappeared.
I'm a busy guy, Paul. I mean, look, man, I don't sit around and watch TV and call. Like, when I do call, I miss the show. It's not easy to get in on here.
Kevin, you were a legendary call. You were the Kevinator.
I know who I am. I know what I am, and I'm here telling you that I don't understand why these big schools are recruiting these guys. This guy used to call in.
Make sure I'm getting this correctly, Kevinator. You had this theory you had this theory about the Illuminati, did you not?
Every time we go back to this, and since you want to go back to it, it is the 9th month, and we are coming up on the 11th day. Let's talk about Building 7, Paul. How did Building 7 fall 7 hours after the other two towers fell? And how is it was wired for demo?
Kevinator had this theory that the Illuminati was behind 9/11, right?
Sir, this is not a theory. There's no theory. Building 7 fell 7.5, 8 hours after the two towers hit. The one in Tower 1 and 2 Building 7 fell 8 hours
now,
later.
Kevin Hader, you,
in a controlled,
you,
in a controlled demolition.
Kevin Hader,
in a controlled demolition.
You disappeared
in a controlled demolition.
Kevin Hader, you disappeared for a couple of years on the show. Were you occupied? I mean, were you at a place where you only get one call a week or what?
But tell you the truth, man. To tell you the truth, I was down at Gitmo, and they let me out. They just let me out last week.
I knew you were.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.